trouble. Job, the ancient religious philosopher, in his book in chapter 5 and verse 7 wrote that man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward. Troubles seldom have an invitation and are not welcome, yet they come to the door and enter without knocking, with as much boldness as if they had both welcome and rights. No wonder that the sly, stealthy camel, with an irritating limp when it walks, and so uncomfortable to ride, is named Trouble. Incidentally, Eliezer never asked Rebecca which camel she wanted to ride, but chose the one that was her lot for the next portion of the journey. One of the bridal company arises in the morning late because the alarm did not ring, and drives rapidly to work. Halfway there, the tire goes flat, thumping wildly on the freeway, with the busy traffic trying to avoid her and her problem. Yes, there is no doubt that trouble has come to claim the right to be her carrier for that day. Another time, the fuel gauge sticks and causes her to run out of fuel right in the heavy morning rush. Yes, again, trouble is her ride. It is another busy day. A friend calls her on the telephone, and the conversation is so interesting that only the smell of burned potatoes awakes her to the fact that trouble is already in the kitchen waiting for her. Trouble, never welcome, seems to have an amazing stealth. It can come ever so easily and quickly and never announce before time that it is coming. It can slip into life without any awareness that trouble had the next turn to carry her. Sometimes it is so ugly-natured that it managed to spit its stinking cud all over the rider's garments before the day is over. One wonders why Eliezer chose his camel from Abraham's flocks in the first place. And yet, yes, true, it is a most faithful beast and seems to never get tired or grow weary of limping along with his burden.